Okay, I'm sorry, let's begin. I'm going to play with this as I go. So as I said, we're going to talk about operational and business excellence this morning and focus a little bit more towards dashboard and metrics because that is some of the areas that we're focusing on and we've received feedback about. But we're also going to spend a few minutes also talking about business excellence, so I'll move forward. Today we're going to talk about Fadi's vision, but we'll save that for the end. We're then going to talk a little bit about the strategic structure that we have formed in order to connect all the pieces within the business excellence umbrella. Next, we're going to talk about process-driven culture. Then specifically, we're going to define business excellence as we see it and how we're moving forward with that. Then we're going to talk about business intelligence and talk about and show a few samples of dashboards, charts that we're using, and then we'll open it up for question and answer. In discussing the best structure to use for building a common foundation for all of the information when in looking at business excellence, this image is what we would call the organizational objectives and goals. Actually, this particular image you could also find in the FY15 operating plan and budget, and this shows that there are 4 objectives and 16 goals, and it's structured so that as you can see that it's linear, and so therefore the projects, the portfolios, the goals and objectives are all linked together. And in this case, for this year, we have put the financial for each one of those high-level objectives. And it also shows that in this case, the delivery of each project and or goal is all connected together. So the strategic plan, which has been reviewed and refined each year, although there are 4 objectives, remain unchanged. There might be a wording or two, but the overall description, for example, number 3, we have now changed the word globalization, and it used to say, if you look down our strategic plan, internationalization. By associating a budget with each of the 16 goals and providing a per objective total, we are making sure that there's an accountability for the way money is spent for delivering real results for that particular budgeted dollar. The 4x16 structure that you see and what I've just shown a little bit at a high level is the linkage across all of these management systems. So the 5-year strategic plan and financial planning feeds into the operating plan. In this case, for next year, it would be FY15 operating plan and budget, which would lead to a portfolio which has the detailed operating scope in it, along with we actually tie together the people's performance, so resources are connected within that system, along with the risks as well as the dashboards. So we're trying to make the point that all of these are linked together in terms of information and accountability and the structure itself. In order to accomplish this, one of the cultural changes that is occurring and we continue to do is we've gone from a high-level quality organizational culture towards a scalable professional data and metric-driven culture. Business excellence, and this is just a high-level definition, is a systematic use of quality management principles and tools in a business management with the goal of improving performance based on principles for customer focus, stakeholder value, and process management. Business excellence is that overall. It looks at how culturally we work together. It ties together with our process and our procedures, and it's a continuous improvement effort. As ICANN as a whole has continued to improve its processes. Here's a couple of examples. In this particular case for IANA, there were four internal assessments done of and built up to an external assessment. So it is showing that there is a progression of doing looking at the processes, defining and documenting, doing an annual review of them. We're using the EFQM model to maintain that process and structure and have a systematic and standardized approach to it. And once we've done those four internal assessments, we completed an external assessment. It also shares that we, with like the EFQM model that we're using, that we're recognizing and thinking there is a commitment to business excellence. And as a maturing organization, that's a key component. The customer experience obviously gets to better services as an end result of all of those efforts. Some of the successes in the operational area that we have continued to work on and improve and are going towards include procurement strategy and plan, cost management, standardized process and controls documentation, procedural improvements with the EFQM approach, development of a multi-level dashboard, launching enterprise risk management, domain name systems, and new GTLD risk assessments, and the reserves fund assessment. These are just a few of some of the successes we're continuing to work on. And as you can see, these are tied to two of the high-level organizational objectives: mature organizational support and institutional management discipline. This is the FY15 roadmap to how we're continuing to use and improve business excellence as a whole. Obviously, we are looking at the process development, and specifically what that means is we're looking at all our day-to-day processes and we're documenting, reviewing them, and continually reviewing them. We actually have a process to ensure that we look at each process, if you want to call it that way. Process integrity and self-test. So internally, each one of those processes that are documented, we do internal tests to ensure we're following those processes accurately. And the EFQM self-assessment, we are also going to be doing by the end of FY15 for the operational areas. We've actually done some basic training on EFQM. They came in, we're going to do the train-the-trainer approach and looked at that high-level method and process, and we're now rolling that out throughout the ICANN. And lastly, reporting on the process and the, improvements that are caused by doing all these process reviews will be actually reporting and sharing. As part of business excellence, it is also taking into account fact-based decisions. And as part of doing fact-based decisions, business intelligence, here is a kind of a high-level description. Business intelligence is a set of methodologies and technologies that transform raw data into a meaningful and useful information for business purposes. Business intelligence is an enterprise information platform, enables the organization to align strategic and operational objectives with business activities in order to fully manage, perform through better informed decision making and action. The reason we think it's important to define this is to share our definition of what we're using to as a foundation for moving forward. So in the dashboard development effort, the dashboard development effort is something that we've been working on for quite a while. One of the approaches we're doing to this is looking at the key success factors of each one of the goals and objectives, and we're using that as a foundation to come up with the key performance indicators, and those key performance indicators will be then put into a chart that will share how we're performing, and as those charts are, it sets goals and targets to achieve those elements. This is to share that we are in the process of collecting all the data and putting it into reports, which obviously we then use and carry on to one, share with management at all different levels, as well as used to manage on fact-based processes. And those reports help us do that. The dashboards represent a single purpose-built, concise set of data that you would see and shows how we would perform. I'm going to, at this point, turn it over to Abba, and he's going to, who is our senior manager of business intelligence and an analyst, and he will go ahead and go forward from here.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. This slide in here is to give you, in a sense, what is the purpose of our dashboard effort. There is a lot of bullet point and definition in here, but I'm going to focus in the image on the left side, where you can see that really the purpose is to provide the right information at the right time at the right format. So what that means is really for the dashboard, the right information, so that means the information needs to be relevant, it needs to be timely, and also it needs to be adequate. So I'm going to go through some of those bullet points to just solidify that notion. First one is strategic mission critical decision requires a clear understanding of organization performance. As Claire mentioned before, what we're really trying to do with this dashboard effort and those, it's really to integrate our performance management system within. So it's all about really measuring the business performance of ICANN. And also, it's to organize and present information in an accessible way. It will be about, at a glance, a visual communication relevant to objective or business processes, enhance and enable management decisions. So measure performance, validate them, and model how specific strategic and operational decisions are going to be executed. And overall, the whole initiative will help improve accountability, communication, visibility, and operational effectiveness and efficiencies. Let me move to the next slide. And in our purpose, this is a very important slide. So it represents the pyramid. A pyramid in here with actually three tiers. On the very bottom, we got the operational level, which is really information and dashboard relevant to staff, manager. And then the next level is really about the direction. So it's a directional tier with the executive, senior management, and ICANN global leadership. And at the very top, from a strategic perspective, it's board, community, and really the public at large. So this is to show you that not all the information really needs to be share with everybody. Like I showed in the slide before, it's all about providing the right information at the right time. On the very top, the information that is required is really for oversight purpose, when at the bottom of the pyramid, it's really for operational purpose, to really manage the operation within. Next. Here's really our dashboard cycle and progress. There is a wheel in here who kind of define the steps that we have put forth in order to really produce the chart and to produce also the dashboard. I'm going to just highlight a couple of key boxes in here. It's very important for us to explain that and for you to be on the same page that really the first step in this process is really to define the objective and goals. That really, that then we can define the key success factor that we put in here as a KSF, and then the KPI. Why that is important? Because even in the past few days, as we were making that presentation, we got a lot of requests and questions. People ask us, "Can you present this data? What about this dashboard? What about these metrics?" It's really important for us all to really follow the process because. The dashboard and the KPIs that we're going to build needs to really be aligned with a set of objectives and goals because the purpose is not really to put up pretty charts, but it's really to measure the business performance. And so that's why we really got to follow this process and these steps. And on the far right in here, you can see we kind of define how do we define a KPI. So it really needs to be a top-down approach where you start with the objective and goals, then you define the key success factors for those objectives and goals, and based on that, you can come up with a decent set of KPI to measure. And then to collect the data, come up with a metrics, then there can be a bottom-up approach where you just calculate the measurement and report them. And then here in our phases, then we will collect the data, We will proceed to a warehousing stage. Then it will be all about designing the KPI chart, then the dashboard design, and then we'll present the information. And that's, like I showed in the pyramid, it will be at multiple level. And based on all that, now we can really be assured that we can make evidence-based decisions. And here's a roadmap on our dashboard development. I know it's kind of like a busy slide, but I'm going to just highlight a couple phases in here. On phase two, one of our deliverables is really to have ready by October, by the LA meeting, to have really a beta version of our dashboard. We lean into a web-based tool that's really going to allow us to really have an easy distribution and access to the dashboard. And then we're going to open for community input and feedback, so how we can really improve the process and also to improve the product itself. On phase three, we're going to focus on really cascading those KPIs, as I showed in the pyramid, to make sure that the KPIs and the chart that we show at the strategic level really are cascading from the operational level all the way to the top. And on phase four, it's really going to be expanding the list of KPIs and, of course, continuous improvement. Next. And here's to show you the framework, how everything is tied to the wheel that we showed at the beginning with the management system linkage. We have a total of four organizational objectives. And those objectives really are led by our CEO, the board, and, of course, with community input. And down after that level, we got 16 organizational goals. And each of those goals are led by a global leader. And our objective in that first phase of the dashboard development is to have at least a minimum of one, two key success factor per goal. And based on that, to have at least one or two KPI per goal. And then down to the portfolio level, at the time, I think we were around 52, and we're still in that range. And those portfolios are led by executive and managers. And same thing, we want to have at least one or two key success factors per the goal in here in those portfolios, and also one or two KPI. Next, I'm going to show you a couple sample of dashboard charts. Dashboard chart. The first one in here, it's really about our project closure rate. It's very important that I reiterate a couple of those notions. It's really the characteristic of a good KPI. What that means, it's really there is a set of characteristics that KPIs needs to have to in order to be effective and also for good practice. Not all the characteristic needs to be within one chart or one KPI, but we understand that there is an overlap. One of the first one is that every KPI needs to be owned. So we need to have a defined owner for every single KPIs, and that owner is going to be accountable, actually, for the outcome of that KPI. And another one is really we need to have a target. We need to have I think we got a long list. But let me go through this chart first to explain what it really represents. This actually represents our closure rate for the active project that we're managing. And you can see there is a lot of bar representing the different month where we did the measurement. And in within, you got a dotted line in here that show you the percentage of closure. And here the objective and the target is really by year end is to close about 85% of our project. And that's represented in blue. And there is always be a part at the bottom for project who either going to be in planning mode or current. And those are really the project that are multi-year.
Okay. I'd like to add that the reason that it's 85% is because projects do carry over year to year. And the reason you also see that there is still a high percentage, which is the gray bars, not closed yet, is because some of our projects are tied as a functional of the day-to-day activities, and so those will close in the month of June. So that's why it shows here that why there's a gap still between now and the end of the year in terms of the 85, why it looks like we're going to have a big group that will close in June.
And go next. Next is another chart about the ICANN meeting. So we're measuring really the participation per region. In this chart, we represent several blocks for the last four ICANN meetings. The very first one is the Beijing meeting, ICANN 46, and it's color-coded. You can see in that Beijing meeting in there, there is a large orange section that really represents the participation for the Asia-Pacific region. And the next one is for Durban in South Africa, and you can see that there is a large participation for Africa that is represented by the light blue in the bottom. And next is Buenos Aires, Latin America, and you can see then there is a large light green section. And this is really the model that ICANN has been following for years, is to really have the ICANN meeting rotate between the various regions to ensure participation for those regions. But really, we didn't have any fact or data or any dashboard to show how that decision is really justified by the measurement on the ground. Now we have. So when you really looked at the last one, which is the average for the last three meetings, you can see that by really rotating that meeting within those different regions, at the end, you really got a balanced scorecard in here where every region really got a balanced participation in there. And that's really what the purpose of this chart is, to kind of show that. Next. Of course, we for ICANN meeting, we got other measurement in here, but I'm going to skip and I'll show you this chart in here. This is really for IANA, and this is public, actually. I put the URL on the top, so you can follow that URL, and you can actually see the top part of this chart that is published in the IANA website. This chart really show you two levels of information. As we mentioned in the pyramid before, the first part of the chart really give you a high-level presentation of that metrics. Here, what we're trying to measure, it's really the root zone file change request process. And one of the measurement and the key performance is really the timeliness of really processing these requests. There's a target that has been identified, I think, at the target, I think, is 80%, and the actual measurement came in at 97%. So in here, and the result is green, showing that the target has been met. So just this information, it's suitable and it's enough if you really, if you are at the top of the pyramid, because your role, it's really, you have to really provide oversight. So that's really the information that you need at that level. But from an operational manager, you will really need more information. So that's why you can drill down and look at the second chart where it shows you actually how the requests were really managed for every single TLDs in there. And that's why you can see all those bars in the bottom. And you can see that the first one really spike in there in a, with a large orange color. So an operational manager can really at a glance look at the chart and make the determination that it's not a systematic a problem, but there is only a problem with one request, and they can really take action. I'm going to move to next one. Yes. Okay. The next shot really follow the same concept. It's the delegation and redelegation of TLDs within IANA, and it's the same concept. So at the top, you really got a high-level measurement result where you got a target, an actual measurement, and you got a result, whether the target has been met or not, and it's also color-coded to show that it's green. And on the bottom, you have a drill down with more detail where you can follow every single request to really manage that from an operational standpoint. I think that's the last chart. So, go ahead.
So I hope we've given you kind of a high-level understanding of where we're proceeding and the information in, on business intelligence, business excellence, and the steps we're taking internally to manage those processes. At this point in time, we want to open it up and see if there's any questions or receive any input on the process and the steps we're taking. Go ahead, please, Javier.
You're trying to shut me off. This is Xavier Calvez, CFO of ICANN. Would it be possible to go back to the pyramid slide? It's a comment and question at the same time. I think that, and that's what the little white arrows are trying to say, that the distinction in the separation between each layers of this pyramid are not tight and impermeable, right? In the sense that there could be operational types of information or KPIs, for example, that are directly managed by staff or managers that, of course, are of interest by executives and global leaders as well as board and communities, for example. Could be very specific KPIs on a very specific subject that are sufficiently visible or of interest either permanently or on a timely basis that can be communicated to any audience, really, at the end of the day. Obviously, there's also a communication, I think, objective, which is we don't want to overwhelm everyone with hundreds of KPIs, especially management at the end of the day should really focus on those that drive the accomplishment of the objectives. And so should the board and the community, but anyone could be interested at the end of the day with anything in specifics, and who can do more can do less, but we will have those KPIs that help manage the organization across all aspects of the organization, all functions, and all objectives. Right?
Is that the way we should understand
it? Xavier, you're correct. Information that's useful and managed at all levels, yes. What we were also trying to share is that the information does, the foundational information is what does permeate up as well. So your point is right, though. If you wanted to see a particular level, we would have the ability to drill down. And obviously there are some metrics and dashboards that the community and board would very much like to see at those levels, and we would provide it if it's tied to the objectives and goals and to help meet that achievement. As there's no questions at this time, we're going to run the video. This video is highlighting some that the business excellence effort is supported at all levels, and Fadi has shared some of his thoughts and vision about business excellence, and we thought we would share it with you. While we're waiting, does anyone else have any discussions or questions they'd like to ask?
That's an interesting way of getting the discussion going. Just point at someone, say, I'm sure you have something to say. My name is Klaus Rademacher. First of all, thank you for the presentation. Indeed, there is one question that came to my mind. You spoke about KPIs a lot, and you showed us some of the KPIs that you've been working with in the past. KPIs are usually defined according to stakeholders' expectations, the stakeholders of the particular process the KPI is designed for. And the question that I have currently is, how do you anticipate or even know the stakeholders' expectations when you set up the KPIs. And let me clarify this thought with one particular example. You showed a distribution of the participants of ICANN meetings from the different regions over the last five meetings. First of all, I'd be interested in what is the target for that? If you define that to be a KPI, you need to have a target. Otherwise, it's just presenting some data. But the real question is, in order to deliver ICANN's strategic goals, what is derived from a strategic goal, what is the anticipation with regard to participation in the ICANN meeting? That is a link that at least I have not seen yet, but I'm sure you can share that with us.
Very good question. I put back this slide in here, and as I mentioned, that it's very important to start the process with step one, which is really taking the defined objective and goals. And that's where the stakeholder really come into question. And those objectives and goals have been provided and are being led by the CEO and the board, and as I mentioned, with community input. That's really where you engage the community and you engage your stakeholder and you get agreement on those objectives and goals. And based on that, there will be a common agreement of what the key success factor to those goals will be. And from that, we will derive the KPI and the measurement. Going back to the example that I show about the ICANN meeting, that actually measurement, and I know that was a result of the exploratory phase of the dashboard development, but I can surely answer that question that the alignment is really with the ICANN goal of global participation, to have a balanced participation across all region for the ICANN meeting. That's really the key success factor.
And you're singling out a KPI, which is, of course, not necessarily entirely on its own reflective of the entire methodology, one and second of the status of the developments, right? Because as Carol and Abba have explained, this is all being developed. So this one is something that has been measured for a while. Of course, the team has been using the existing KPIs and has plugged them back into this cycle, basically. So this is one of them. And the fact that we had measured that for a while is also helpful to retest against this model. How does that measurement is effectively a KPI tied to a KSF, tied to an objective? So this one, by the way, has been used by the meetings working group. That has worked on the meetings structure and cycle, the ICANN meeting structure and cycle. How many meetings should we have? Where should we have those meetings? So it's been a tool and a data point for many different subjects. So in isolation, not everything that we are seeing here has been necessarily the result of that process because they existed before, but what the team here is doing is has been collecting also all the KPIs that everyone has been producing in the past, in addition to the new ones that need to be produced, and retests each of those KPIs against this framework and its model to determine should we continue producing it or not, so that we revalidate everything.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Philippe Dubois from DNS Belgium. I didn't have a question, but more of a comment or a compliment to make. I think it's a very interesting project that was started now. And of course, the challenge lies now in defining the right KPIs and defining the right key success factors. So I'm very much looking forward to the progress being made in the coming months.
Thank you.
Rick Keller from the .ca registry. So my question is, where's your timeline? From a community display perspective, will this be publicly accessible? Where do you envision that happening, et cetera? If you can elaborate on that.
Sure. I kind of like zoom in into the roadmap we have in there. Our intent is really to have by the LA meeting in October to be able to deploy the dashboard tool and present at least a beta version of the public dashboard. So that's really the goal by the LA meeting in October.
I would also like to say that the KSF, key success factors, have been put out on my ICANN at the goal and objective level, and there's a description of each one of them at that level. So we have been sharing our key success factors. The KPIs that correspond to those is partially the focus we're working on as part of the dashboard that you will see in October. But there is that foundational set of key success factors there, and there were some high-level description of what we would metric and monitor. Are there any other questions? The video we were going to run, we're having some audio difficulty with it, so we're not going to run the video at this time. What we're going to do, we will share it in, on a link, and people may see it after this as tied to this meeting. But I do appreciate that everybody came and listened to us, and if we have no more questions, then we will close this session. Thank you, everyone.